Well, Jim, a 3-1 defeat today, perhaps in many ways a story of the season. You played some really good stuff but gave some sloppy goals away.
Yeah, that'd be a fair comment. I think we're coming to one of the best sides in the division, a strong side. We thought they might have rested one or two. They have got a couple of injuries suspended, but looked at the team, she thought, right, it's going to be a good game. The pitch is perfect and it was a decent game of football. I have to say, you said story of the season. I think certain things happened today that was the story of the season. Certain things went against us again that we can't affect with regards to refereeing decisions, and that's not, I want people to think, oh, I'm whinging at referees because we lost the game today. But, there was a couple of things that when it could have easily gone our way today, which would have made the job easier. But I have to say as well, I thought they were very, very good from set plays. Not so much the movements or routines, the way certainly Potts, the left-back, hunted it down, and Ray, the centre-half. Adam McGowan couldn't get to grips with his man, and that's what led to the first goal, which was disappointing. And that was a bit of a theme of the second half as well, but we got back on level terms. Mullers has been pulled down, Rosie's put it in the back of the net from the penalty spot again. Could have been a different decision when Mullers is going through on goal, and then he rolls the same centre-half again on the edge of the box. We get a free kick and we nearly scored again from that. So we've had a good go, we've prepared right, we've wanted to win the game, we've played some good stuff, created chances, certain things didn't go for us. But yeah, there were a couple of sloppy goals, well, all three of them really. One's a set play. First and second phase, one, we made a poor decision to steam him when we were never going to get there, and we got played around and made it too easy. The lad got in and scored, and the third one was very much, the similar there, outcome, similar way it come about. So, again, Ray right next to it was a throw-in for us down one side, and he ended up giving a foul to the lad, and he took it quick, and he got in and scored. So, we were a little bit sloppy on that occasion, but there's certain things that went against us that could have made it a lot easier for us. But I'm proud of the lads' efforts again. They've given it all against a top, top side, and they are where they are for a reason. I just said that to them, it's been a long, hard slog this season, very, very difficult. And what we've done is a fantastic achievement. We've been competitive, we've given Luton a good run today. And now, we've got a busy few weeks ahead.
What is next for you and for the club over the summer? We've still things not really decided.
It's difficult, but we've got to be positive. We've got to do the best that we can. Not unsorted as yet, which is not ideal. But we've got to, there's going to be a football club next year. We're going to be in League Two next year, so we've got to plan accordingly. We've started getting a few games now into the diary for pre-season. We know when we're going to come back. All the kits hopefully sorted. We had a problem with that last season. They're major things that we've got to do, but the biggest thing is obviously assembling a squad. It's my job every year to do that. Naturally, players will be let go, players will move on because they've had good seasons and they'll be tracked by other clubs, which we've had in the past. And obviously there'll be players that come to the club, but it's a big couple of weeks for us. But we've got to remain positive. And as I say, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes at the minute, which will hopefully get that stability into the club. We all know where we've been this season. We all know that there was a court appearance last week. And as I say, there's not much more I can do on it, apart from my job to the best of my ability to cut learning curve for us. But we'll be back in Monday morning now. I'll be at the club tomorrow, obviously, with the walk and that. And then I'll be staying over and go through a few things and speak to the players on Monday, and then obviously they'll be going away for a well-earned break. But it still moves on for me. There's a lot to be sorted, and hopefully I'm positive. Hopefully it'll be for the better.
The season went down to a dramatic final minute in League Two, and that was the case all the way through for the club and for the league itself.
With regards
the Hartlepool,
Hartlepool. Yeah, well that's it. Well, we can, as I say, we can be proud of what we've achieved this year, because you look at the teams that have gone out of the division over the last few years. We've been a football league club. Hartlepool, feel for them. The way it turned, we mentioned about Newport winning games, and they scored at the right time today in the last kick of the game to get a victory that they needed. And fair play to them, but it's about us. We've done great, and now we've just got to make sure that we have a good summer and get ourselves sorted and look to progress next season.